From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. There was reaction in Hudson Valley to the mass shooting that killed 11 October 27th at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "The New York family grieves for those who were killed and prays for those who were injured in this serious, horrific mass shooting. I have directed state police to increase patrols around Jewish centers and houses of worship across the state. We, as a nation, must stand together and stand against the corrosive, destructive forces of hate in all of its forms," end quote. Cuomo's opponent in the November election, Republican Mark Molinaro, also released a statement with a similar sentiment that also said, and I quote, "In the coming days, the arguments will come forth about balancing our constitutional rights of freedom of speech, religion, and to bear arms. But there is no right to hate. There is no right to violence," end quote. There were also memorial services in Kingston and Albany October 28th, and Temple Israel in Catskill held a prayer vigil. And there was another threat incident nearby October 28th, after a week that also included African Americans killed by a shooter in Kentucky and opponents of the president being targeted with assassination through letters bombs. A bomb threat was called in to WNYT-TV, the NBC affiliate, in Albany on October 28. Steve Babolas, vice president and general manager of the station, said, and I quote, "The building was evacuated for a short time this morning. They made a general blanket statement about with everything happening in the media and then a general threat of blowing something up," end quote. Albany County Sheriff's deputies with K-9 unit did not find any explosives at the station. Last week, on October 21st, SWAT stickers and other tags were painted on buildings and vehicles in Kingston. Logan Weiss reports for Columbia Green Media. The Germantown Planning Board released a public statement October 18th explaining why the town abolished the police department August 7th. Germantown Town Supervisor Robert Bury said October 25th, and I quote, "We wrote the letter because the board believes that our neighbors need to know the facts so that the neighbors can make an informed decision regarding the vote," end quote. The public votes on reinstating the police department on November 6th. The letter details a lack of trained personnel, problems with the police facilities, an incomplete and outdated policy manual, incomplete training, and liability for the town. Most of all, the letter says Germantown can't afford a police department and will save $30,000 without salaries, insurance costs, and equipment fees. Previously, the police department had two part-time officers who worked about one night per week and also provided security for the Germantown court. Despite the forthcoming public vote, Germantown recently sold off or donated police department supplies, including firearms, ammunition, stun guns, and the town police car. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that New York State just announced $9.1 million for the expansion and modernization of the Discovery Lodge at Bel Air Mountain Ski Center in Ulster County. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office announced the handout just before the November election, and Cuomo said in a press release that the state has invested more than $30 million in the ski area since 2011. Greene County officials are often critical of state aid for Bel Air, seeing it as a rival to ski resorts in Hunter and Windham. But Legislative Chairman Kenneth Lewis was quoted in the press release saying, and I quote, "The Catskills are historic tourist destinations nationwide, and today's investment will help bring one of the area's premier resorts into the 21st century. I thank Governor Cuomo for this investment that will lead to increased visitation to the Catskills, job growth, and overall economic progress," end quote. Greene County historically has been critical of state operation of Bel Air, which is in Ulster County, and seen as competing with the privately owned Hunter Mountain Ski Area, which is in Greene County. The state release noted the following statistics related to the growth of Bel Air Mountain since 2017. Winter visits increased 28% to 140,815. winter sales revenues from snow sports and activities at the resort increased more than 21% to $5.4 million. 2018 summer visitation increased year over year by 10,000 guests, and 2018-19 preseason sales are currently running at a record level of 56% over last year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that representatives from the state's Hudson Valley Greenway will take comments about the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail at the trail website at www.ahettrail.org until October 31st. They were in Chatham October 20th to discuss plans to change the intersection of State Route 203, County Route 32, and Bunker Hill Road for the trail to pass through there. When complete in 2020, the Albany-Hudson Electric Trail will be a 35-mile bicycling and pedestrian trail from Rensselaer County to just outside of Hudson, mostly following National Grid right-of-ways. The handout at the meeting from the Greenway said, and I quote, two center median islands will be installed on Route 203 at the T intersection to calm slow traffic speeds at vehicles on Route 203 pass through the intersection, end quote. A crosswalk on Route 203 with signs and flashing signals will also be added. Residents in Chatham have recently voiced concerns about speed limits, and the issue was discussed at the meeting. Empire State Trail Director Andy Beers said, and I quote, speed limits are not set by the Greenway, end quote. Read the full story at the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.